The Buddha compared himself to a doctor. And the Dharma, he said, is medicine for the mind. But it's old-fashioned medicine. Nowadays, you can go to a doctor and he can give you a shot. But in the old days, they would give you a list of ingredients. You had to go out and find the medicine for yourself, put it together, take it. So when you listen to the Dharma like this, it's like a list of medicines for you to find. Now, some people get relieved simply knowing that there is a medicine for their disease. In other words, the mind can be calmed down simply by listening to the Dharma. But to get the most benefit out of it, you actually take what's listed in the Dharma, put what's on the list, and you find the ingredients, you put them together yourself. So when the Buddha talks about mindfulness, you try to develop your own mindfulness. When he talks about concentration, staying with the breath, breathing so that you know what short breathing is, what long breathing is, how to breathe aware of the whole body, how to calm the breath in a way that doesn't deprive you of oxygen. In other words, spreading the breath energy throughout the body and then allowing the breath to calm down on its own. These are things you have to do for yourself, which is why the Buddha asked that his students be both truthful and observant. Truthful about what they're doing and observant about the results that they're getting, so they can take what they've observed and put it back into practice. So in another analogy the Buddha gave, he said he's the person who points out the way. It's up to other people to follow it. Now some people may follow the directions, other people may not. But it's the ones who follow the directions for themselves. Those are the ones who get the most benefit. So keep this in mind. The medicine of the Dharma is not just in hearing it. It's actually putting it into practice and getting the results. True health for the mind. When you do that, that's when you realize how worthwhile the Dharma is, how valuable it is. And you want to protect it. You're protected by practicing it, and the Dharma will protect you.